Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, distinguished representatives, ladies and gentlemen. Mr. President, if I may for 1 minute. Honorable Minister of Foreign Affairs of Paraguay, Honorable Minister of Foreign Affairs of Chile, Foreign Minister of Suriname, distinguished permanent representatives of member states, distinguished heads of delegations, alternate representatives, permanent observers. I have the distinct honor to address you today on behalf of Grenada and all the esteemed member nations of the Caribbean community, CARICOM, to extend our sincere congratulations to Mr. Jose Miguel Insulza on his re-election to the position of Secretary General of the Organization of American States. Permit me to begin, Mr. President, by congratulating you on your election to the presidency of this August Assembly and to compliment you on your efficiency in the conduct of these proceedings thus far. Your re-election, Mr. Insulza, to head the General Secretariat of the OAS for a new term is probably the highest testimony to the confidence which the member states have in you and our expectation that you will continue to acquit yourself with sensitivity to and appreciation for the diversity of the membership which you have served with such distinction. We wish also to congratulate the government of Chile for nominating Mr. Insulza for a second term as Secretary General. That nomination is a clear indication of Chile's ongoing commitment to regional integration and cooperation, as well as its reaffirmation that the Organization of American States is uniquely positioned to pursue this hemispheric goal. Indeed, Mr. President, we, the members of CARICOM, concur in our solidarity and support for the Organization of American States and are fully confident that with Mr. Insulza at the helm of the Secretariat, this body will continue to chart a determined course to address the hemispheric agenda. We are also certain that notwithstanding the resource challenges which our organization faces at the current time, that Secretary General Insulza will ensure a prudent balance which guarantees compliance with mandates and priorities established by member states while mindful of the parameters of the program budget and maintaining a stable and efficient secretariat. We wish to commend you, Mr. Secretary General, on your comprehensive vision for your new term and the future of the OAS. We note with particular satisfaction that you share CARICOM's view that integral development is inextricably linked to the achievement and sustainability of democracy. Under that umbrella, we look forward to your measures that will strengthen the Secretariat for Integral Development and the departments that work on tourism, trade, climate change, and scholarships. Likewise, we will welcome your initiatives to bolster security in the region so that we may increase our capacity to confront the daily threats to the peace and stability of our communities, lifestyles, and freedom. In congratulating you, Mr. Secretary General, let me renew our assurances that you have the collaboration of the CARICOM countries for another 5 years as we all, the member states of the OAS and the General Secretariat, endeavor together to strengthen our organization so that it remains dynamic in its response to emerging challenges to democracy, socio-economic stability, security, human rights, and the environment. Mr. Secretary General, I close by reiterating to you our appreciation for your dedication to the ideals and objectives of the OAS in the past 5 years, and for your willing undertaking of this position once again in further service of the governments and citizens of the Americas. I thank you.